whatnot.
Whoa, look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, from TMZ.com, here's our friend Patton Oswalt.
How are you dealing with all this crazy success you're having these days?
Crazy and successful?
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Smart ass.
That's a fast one.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's do it again. He is such an ass.
How are you dealing with all this crazy success you're having these days?
Crazy and successful?
Yeah.
And then, of course, that's when the guy from TMZ just hit Patton.
Hit him like the guy on CSI did.
Right. Knocked him to the ground.
We have dogs. Oh, my gosh, we have dogs.
Cute ones.
What a very sweet moment it was a second ago when I saw a little. You see that little runt of a dog that was running around here?
These are two dogs. They're similar breeds. I can't even pronounce the name of the breed of the dog. And they're supposed to be very expensive.
Cute as hell. Uh-huh. It's S on Vic. And we've got the Michael Vick jersey outside, and the first dog that takes a dump on the jersey in the allotted time will win $250 for its master, and the biggest dump will also win $250.
Master.
And I just made an executive decision I hope everybody's okay with.
Let's hear it. Did you hear the wails of protest when you made that call?
No, I did not.
Did you hear all of us protesting vigorously?
I went to the guys and I said, listen, whatever we do, get Matt away. Just keep him in the back room today.
This will be a Matt-free bit.
We've got Leroy Montgomery out there, and we've got dog lover Joe Ardinger. No need to have Matt the Pollock out there, right?
Matt the Pollock on assignment.
Right. He's on assignment doing something for Joe. You know what? Hey, Matt, why don't you play that marble video game that Joe likes playing so much? Because every time Matt wants to bust Joe's balls, isn't that what he says? Well, I don't want to interrupt you from playing your marble game.
Right. That's it. That is his one line. Criticizing Mr. Ardinger for his lack of focus whilst playing marbles.
So let's go outside now and see the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger. Hello. Come in, Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Joe.
Joe, how are you today?
I'm fine.
And,
a little tired.
Why is that, Joe?
Well, I got up this morning and did a pressure washing job.
Yeah, that's another one of Joe's get-rich-quick schemes.
Harebrained get-rich-quick schemes.
He's got a pressure washing business.
Power washing.
Oh, is that why you are coming in telling me that you're sure that you have a bigger power washer than those guys at my house?
Well, yes, I have the largest one.
And, Joe, you hire yourself out for pressure washing jobs, right?
Yes, I do.
That's a good thing.
So could people contact you through Joe's Rag Shack?
They could. They could also contact me at JoeArdinger at AOL.
Hey, Joe, didn't some guy...
I think the phone number is 571-8...
Stop with them. I'm not giving up your phone number. didn't somebody swipe your domain name for your website?
You mean the JoeArdinger.com?
Yeah.
Well, I let it lapse, but no big deal.
So somebody snatched it?
I got MySpace. So.
Somebody squatted on Joe's space.
Well, I let it lapse, and then some South Korean porn magnate wants to sell it back for $275, and I'm like,
sure.
Not going to have that.
Do you have slowjoe.com?
No, that's taken.
Oh. How about worldsoldestphonescreener.com? How about perennialloser.com?
How about Ardinger.com?
That is funny.
How about thejman.com?
How about thisisardinger.com?
This is Ardinger here.
How about buck.com?
Buck.com. Well, that's probably taken.
Buck the lobster, though.
Buck the lobster.
Not taken.
And didn't we check, and wasn't harebrained get rich quick scheme still available?
Yeah.
As a domain name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a great one?
Well, Joe, could you?
It's hard to say, though. It has to roll. Harebrained get rich quick scheme.
.com. No.
Or .net.
or .tv.
Get out of here. All right, so Joe's outside.
Yes, and we have two dogs.
And what types of dogs are they, Joe?
Sir, what's your name and what kind of dogs are these?
My name's Luke Fisher. They're Brussels Griffon.
Brussels Griffon.
That sounds expensive.
Gesundheit.
And one's name is Chunk. And the other one is Lodi.
Oh, Joe, it's the little one.
Lodi.
Chunk is that little one you brought in the studio,
yes,
right?
Yes, Chunk is the boy dog.
That is a cute
dog. Are they ready to go?
I don't know. Are they ready to go?
Better than ever.
Well, let's take them down and see. Now, do they go to the bathroom on command, sir?
Not usually. Gotta say, go potties.
I really hope, Joe, that you can tell the masters to tell their dogs about how bad Michael Vick is, to urge them to defecate on the Michael Vick jersey.
Sir, maybe it would help if you told them how bad Michael Vick is.
He's in some deep Vick.
No. Tell the dog that.
Tell the dog.
Chunk, come here.
To motivate your dog.
Right.
Chunk.
The man who wears this jersey.
Come on, Chunk. Over here. This fights is your bad kind. Man here. Go poo-poo. Poo-poo.
Hair, brain, get rich, quick scheme.
Wodey just went in the grass. She went number one.
Oh, number one. That's number a start, one. Though.
Yeah.
How close was she to the Michael Vick jersey?
If she'd been just another yard, she would have had a first down.
Is she on the jersey right now?
Nope, but Chunk was. Now Chunk's circling around. Come here, Chunky. Right here.
Right here.
You know, when you look at
the potty. We should have some type of parameter around the jersey.
Oh, you mean like a little fence?
Like chicken wire or something.
Yeah. And we have another dog. Another dog and another owner are now distracted.
Well, let's find out what the other dog is.
Hi, sir. What's your name and what kind of dog do you have?
My name is Mike, and I brought Otto with me. We rescued him from the pound. He's a 10-month-old, we think, wire hair fox terrier.
His dog looks a little bit like the Benji dog.
Oh, Benji. Okay. So you have three dogs kind of similar out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, can we get any barking going?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, what's his name?
Otto.
Otto, speak. Speak, Otto. Well, they're just all sniffing each other. You know how dogs are.
Get down on their level, Joe.
Sniff with them.
or come up.
That's mighty good sniffing. Here, sniff this. Come on, Otto.
Joe's actually sniff. Presenting.
Hey, that would be a good website. Sniffthis.com. Oh, you know that.
Otto, speak. Yeah. Speak.
No bark.
Speak. Get him. He's just staring at me. How you doing,
right,
buddy?
Well, let's get one of these dogs on the jersey right now. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock and let the master urge the dog to poop.
These dogs are on the jersey.
I'm sorry, what was
jersey.
Your name again? Mike. We'll give you 60 seconds to get Otto to do some biz. Oh, Otto got away. Jailbreak.
Where's Otto going?
He's just running around circles.
I should point out to you, we have Rockville Pike right there. Not really good at rush hour for dogs.
We're back on the grass area, though, Mike. We've got the service road in between us.
All right.
Oh, and hey, it's an old friend, Don and Mike, mystery guest. Say hello, mystery guest.
Is it Timmy O'Bibene?
Hello, Captain.
Hey. Yeah, it's Timmy O'Bibene.
How did I know that? I can hear what you're saying, but I'm here.
How did I know that was Timmy O'Bibene?
Did he bring a dog, Captain?
No, Timmy's here. Go on up there, Timmy.
Hi, Timmy.
Somebody come get Timmy.
Robbie told us that Nigerian nightmare was stopping by to say hey.
Oh, I love visits.
Stopping by to say hey.
Did he bring a blonde?
No, he did not, right. Buzz. How are we today, Buzz?
I'm well, and you, Joe?
Just fine.
There's Timmy O'Bibene. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, Joe, let's give the owner 60 seconds.
Well, the dog has run away.
What?
Put one of the other dogs into the octagon.
Bring Chunk over
for
here.
For lack of a better word.
Come on, Chunky. He didn't do anything yet. Come on, Chunk. We'll give him 60 seconds.
Ready?
Ready? Start the clock.
Here we go now. Yeah, Joe, you should tell master to urge the dog to poop.
All right, you have to urge the dog to poop.
Chunk, do potties. Do potties.
There you go. Everybody's got a different way of saying it.
Do potties.
And make
do potties.
It's do
potties. Sounds like it's Chunk. Almost a French word.
Do potties from Chunk, Michael do. Vick.
Mm-hmm. Good evening and welcome to Chez Restaurant. We have a lovely do potties.
Chunk, come on.
With a
I am
warm truffle sauce.
My name is Jacques Dupaté.
We have. Would you like to have a foie gras with the do potties sauce?
Come on, buddy. Chunk, come on.
Chunk doesn't seem to be. Is Chunk coming anywhere close to squatting?
Very small dog.
He's standing right on the shirt.
Come on, poop on Michael Vick.
Can you squeeze him?
He hates dogs.
Squeeze him.
Okay. Buzz, no squeezing.
That's right. More like what Michael Vick did, Buzz.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got to be all natural. It's just got to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Relax. Don't do
now,
it.
Now, Chunk has run away because Otto the dog is back.
Sure.
Back on his leash. Now.
Otto the wirehead terrier.
We're out of time for that dog.
All right. Otto is on the Vick jersey. Go.
Yeah.
60 seconds.
Okay. Otto, which dog
Otto.
Is Otto?
Otto potty?
I don't know, but I think I heard the owner saying deuce.
Go potty. No, get up. Get up. Take a deuce. Come on, Michael Vick.
Otto is
you know
the
you
one
want
looks
to.
Like
take
Benji.
A deuce.
Take a
go deuce.
Otto.
You ever wonder? Go deuce.
How sad for the number
Get
two.
Get up, lazy dog.
I was laying down on the jersey.
Take
Come on,
a deuce.
I'll show you how at home. Go deuce.
Go deuce.
Come on.
Go deuce.
Otto.
Come on, Otto.
One treat.
Never heard of One whistling treat. Used.
Come on, go deuce.
I use that.
Go deuce.
Can Otto go potty? Come on, Otto, go potty.
I say potty.
I'm like that, too. And you know the dog has no idea.
Otto, go potty.
Well, they recognize sound.
Come here. Go potty.
The tone of your voice.
Right. Go potty, Otto.
Go, crap. Come on.
Come on.
Get it over with.
Don't let me down, dog. I'm going to have to turn you into Bad News Kennels. Come on. Go do
it. Oh, no. Disqualification. You can't threaten the animal.
Oh, he was kidding, of course. This dog just sat there.
Otto.
This dog is so sweet, though. Such a nice dog.
Which dog are you talking about, Joe?
Otto.
Otto.
All our dogs are sweet today, but Otto's very nice.
The wire-haired terrier?
Yes, the Benji dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Otto likes the other dogs, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Otto likes...
Are you giving any prizes if they join on the Michael Vick jersey?
Oh,
if they become as one?
Oh, yeah. Even if dogs hump?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll shut it down.
Sure.
We'll have to. All right, Joe, let us know. You know, the more I'm thinking, it's just got to be like... a dog park out there. Uh-huh.
You got to get so many that eventually, and keep them confined to a small area until one of them decides it's time for its deuce time.
Keep them all in the area by the Michael Vick jersey until one of them's got to drop it. Hey, here is Timmy O'Bibine, our friend.
Hi, Timmy.
Nightmare. Hey, Timmy. Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Mike?
Good to see you.
I like you're wearing your Tough Gong t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's my man, Bob.
All right.
Timmy, I can only imagine how many white women you have banged since I've seen you last. How do I count how many white women you have banged?
Well, you know,
over 10.
I mean, there's someone, but you know, nothing really serious, you know. Okay.
So nothing has changed. Yeah, there's always a special someone.
It's not like Mike and Carla or anything like that, you know.
Not that serious.
Thanks, Timmy.
We know Timmy's scam. Timmy comes on the radio and says there's really only one girl in my life.
Right.
The problem is he has told four girls that he's gonna be on the radio today and he's gonna say something special about them on the radio.
You're my special someone.
Yeah. Oh man.
Are you still the friend of every club owner in D.C.? Are you still making
the
rounds?
I still know a few people. Remember back in the day when you and I used to hang out?
Did we have a good time?
23, we went on Dragonfly. We even hung out with your lawyer one time.
You know? Oh, yes, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah. Doug liked hanging out with Timmy. Sure. Timmy would go into any club in town and walk in and it would be, Timmy! History, the Nigerian nightmare.
Plants his fertile
seed. Man, I miss you guys, man.
We miss you. It's great to see you, Timmy. We have got to break now. Mike, get ready.
Oh, I'm very excited. I really
am.
When
we come back.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Oh, fantastic.
All right, it's Rickles time.
I've waited my whole life.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.